All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're here at the water park.
Oh, hey. I actually like water parks quite a bit.
Oh, I love water parks. Water parks are great.
For a man who doesn't look great with his shirt off, like I'm pretty into it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, same.
Like a water slide is like a roller coaster that doesn't make me want to puke.
Mm-hmm. And at the end, you're in a pool.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'll just hang out here. A lazy river?
Yeah, you don't have to walk anywhere. You just take the river to the next stop you want to go on.
Yeah. A lazy river is so nice.
You get some exercise. You can climb some stairs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also sliding down makes me very tense. That's isometric exercise.
Yeah. For as much as I'm kind of wigged out about German sanitation stuff, I have always loved water parks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks for taking me here. It's about time.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I mean, it's April. It's April. Okay. It's April. So they're not, they're not really open. It's way too cold. It was 40 degrees out here today.
Dry slide.
Yeah. From September to May, it is friction land. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, COVID times. Place hasn't been open for a while. I'm mostly here for the lockers.
Oh, okay. I like those things too.
Yeah.
Always had a little bit of a fascination with that. Are these the ones that have the quarter, or do they have the code you set up, or how do they work?
No, these are the ones where you get the key from the counter, and then you can go up and open it up. So there were some of them that I was able to get open, but others. But yeah, I got some games from the from our list. And put them in here. I have a bucket of some keys here. I figured you would take one, open it up, and we would see what's in there.
Yeah, well, let's do. You know, you always got to check your games before you jump in the pool.
You should. Yes.
You know.
Until
the Game Boy Porpoise comes out or whatever.
Yes.
Like the only water Game Boy. Game Buoy.
Game Buoy. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So I'll let you do the honor. Hey, Gary. You might find some moldy flip-flops.
I can't wait. I can't wait to find a desiccated panty. all right, let's go and click.
Okay.
Turn, creak. Okay, there's some moldy flip-flops.
A desiccated panty.
A stiff as a board undershirt here.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of water wings.
Yeah, commemorative man show towel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Show me the beaver. It just goes right for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even, there's no entendre here, man.
No, I probably should clean these out. But there's a PS2 game in here. This is Guilty Gear Isuka.
Nope.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm going to go to the lazy river.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
The lazy river is a go-kart course now.
Yeah, damn it. It's now the fast-acting hyper river.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's the high-speed chase river.
Sorry, I stomped on your intro. Who are you?
I can still drive the go-kart slow.
Oh, yeah.
Lazy go-kart?
Yeah.
Just do that. Like, get a go-kart that tops out at, like, 1 mile per hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just go around a track.
Yeah.
Mm. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, where we use predictive text to finish our intro, and I will be able to get in my car right away, and I'm not going to let that be okay with the job and 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 the job. That's a good one.
That got me. You got me coughing.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Who did that one? That was Evan. Good. Evan? Good.
Friend of the show, Evan.
Friend of the show, Evan. Yeah. And this week we've got a patron demand. This is Michael, who put in Guilty Gear Isuka, saying, I love the Guilty Gear series. For this entry, they ruined my boy by adding manual facing and, two lanes to the 2D fighter game. Why, guys? Why?
the manual facing took me a really long time to get used to.
Same. Yeah.
I don't like that. Why?
No. So, I mean, maybe the why for it is because they added in four. So you have the ability to do like 2-on-2 fights. Like it can be four player fights. And when you don't have, you know, when it's just two characters, you can always have them face each other. But like automatic facing, what they should have done is if two characters just automatically face here, no, they don't. You have to press a shoulder button, at least on the controller, to turn your character around to fight the person.
Yeah, I found this is my first Guilty Gear.
Same.
And I found this absolutely incomprehensible.
Yeah.
The first match I did, like, I ran the opponent through like 10 or 20 health bars, it felt like.
Yep.
And then the second match, I died after losing three of mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, does health carry over between matches? Like, what the fuck is even happening?
Are there characters who have like this one has four health bars and this one has two? Like, that seems weird.
There's also a level of sexy witches in the cast that feels inadvisable.
A good number of sexy witches. And here's where I come right out and say, I didn't realize.
Turn me on.
Yeah. Well, I'll be fine with a sexy witch if I'm being honest with you.
Sure.
This is the first time that I realized, Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue are different series. And I also think that like the hyper, what is the Neptunia or whatever it is?
Hyper something.
Hyper dimension. Yeah. So I thought that those were the same as well. I know King of Fighters is not rolled up in this, but I thought that this was like related to those. No, like there's just this Rat King of extremely stylish, fighting games where the over the topness is the point. You know, mm-hmm. in a way where, like, I'll be honest, I can tolerate it, like, button mashing in a Marvel versus Capcom because I love all those characters. But here, when it's a bunch of basically Bloody Roar dipshits or rival schools, mm-hmm. it's pretty hard. And I can see where somebody would love the over-the-topness. But here, it just becomes unreadable. And it's like, I'm here to fight, guys. Like, tell, like, what about the way this character looks informs the way that they fight? Because everything on screen is just flashing lights and movement.
It's pretty hard to read, I found.
Yeah.
And every character has venom capabilities. They have venom capabilities. because I played a character who was a venom on the surface.
Okay.
Named Eddie. And I'm like, cool, Eddie. He's a venom.
Eddie is a venom, like Eddie Brock?
Well, no, that would make sense. Good pull. Yeah. But it's a character named Eddie who looks like a Venom. But then when you go into the screen, he's a guy who turns into Venom. Like his arms turn into jaws and
tentacles and shit. Okay.
And then I fought a character who turned into a big crescent moon and landed on me. Like every character morphs into Venom shapes and shit.
Yeah. There's also just a character named Venom.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I've got the wiki up. I've got tabs open for all the characters, figuring, you
Venom
know,
is an orphan raised by the Assassin's Guild.
Of course Venom is. I can't tell if Venom is standing forward or sideways. Am I looking at the back of Venom's head or the front of Venom?
It's very difficult to get a direction. This Venom needs a compass rose. So it just ended up being like this weird fighting game where I knew I was filling up, you know, extreme and sweat meters and shit the way that you do fighting games.
I never know how to use those.
Me either. Like, yeah. I'm so old. Like, that's when I checked out of fighting games is when everything starts filling up a weird meter.
Yeah. Like, I was sitting down like, oh, yeah, X-Men, Children of the Atom. And then, oh, there's this meter. Oh, the meter controls when I can. Oh, and it doesn't show me what inputs to do to make the big flashy move. No, you're just going to have to know that. Well, fuck that. Yeah. I'm going to go and play like Year Kung Fu now.
I'm going to play Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Or Marvel versus Capcom 2 at best.
Yeah.
Which also has a meter, but you just tap two buttons to use the meter.
Mm-hmm. And that might be the case here, but I don't know. I'm not going to look up how to do it.
For some reason on the controller, me hitting B acted as start.
Same.
On the Steam version. So I'm like, I don't want to hit that because what if that pauses? And I just got very confused. This is not a friendly intro to the Guilty Gear series, I will say.
No, no. And also, like, this is a discredited entry in the Guilty Gear series. Like, this is not...
this has been canceled by the Guilty Gear.
Izuka's been canceled. No, it's like, yeah. Oh, this is, like, leading in console and
the shame community, we call it Gear.
In the shame community, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is considered to be not the one you want to do, just because it's gimmicky with the four player and things that Michael put in their little entry there. Yeah.
It's I understand that people are very passionate about these games. Mm-hmm. I've just never, like, I liked fighting games at a certain simplicity. And then once they got more complicated than that, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then there are games that are basically fighting games, even though they're single player, that take a lot of the same mechanics, mm-hmm. that I've always had a hard time gelling with that rhythm.
Can you give, like, an example of that? Or,
well, Monster Hunter is oftentimes compared to that. It's like this very
deep game
that's basically a PvE fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never feels good to me.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
This kind of fighting game, and, you know, when I say this kind, you know, it's kind of like metal, where there are a bunch of genres that sound and look identical to anybody from the outside, but people will don't yell at me. I'm obviously coming at this from an outside point of view, but it feels very similar to shmups, like shoot 'em ups to me, right? You know, where you look at, you know, different studios that have their own stuff, the cave designs, you know, all that. Like, and mm-hmm. we talked about this in the Ikaruga episode, right? But it's like, at a certain point, jumping in at any arbitrary point with any one of these games is incredibly alienating, because for decades, these games have existed in dialogue with each other. And like, if you sit down and try to describe, like, what is special about the Guilty Gear, the Guilty Gear franchise outside of the aesthetics and the, you know, the story, which is a big reason why a lot of people are here. Like, it is described in terms, you know, in relation to other stuff. And just like, I don't know. I kind of want to, like, what are the buttons that I press to make something cool happen? And it's like, oh, you can do a frame jab and, you know, Roman cancel and, you know, press these four buttons to hit your dad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have that background for any of this stuff to make sense.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, one of the, when you talk about recommendations are poison, one of the reasons why is because sometimes people are recommending the entire context of this long running thing, like, for it to work.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter. Or like, and it will come up where us on our other shows too, in a way mm-hmm. that I'm sympathetic to the listener. Like, we did EDF, and I didn't like EDF. And then people right. are like, oh, but actually this thing that you didn't like is actually really cool in the context of the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, where does that leave me though? Because I played this, and if the idea is I have to be on this from round zero for it to work, then maybe the way it works is not going to work for me.
Yeah. What I want is for it to be cool in that context, but also cool on its own. Right.
Totally. You, like, you want both.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? and that's what this felt like to me. Like, even if this is the black sheep of the,
Guilty
Gears.
Well, we would be saying the same fucking thing if we jumped in at the very best of the Guilty Gear, games. Right.
I think we would too. And people would be mad at us for different reasons.
Yes.
Like, this is going to cause a lot of people to say, oh man, you gotta try Guilty Gear Heaven's Thunder Reverse Helicopter
XRD, you know, dash sign dash, yeah,
yes, sign dash and ampersand,
right,
you know, Venom's Revenge.
Stop trying to get me to play Kingdom Hearts. All of these are Kingdom Hearts titles. You're not gonna trick me.
And just, like, you know, people are just like, oh, no, they're really good, but you just had to get to play all the PSP spinoffs and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to, though. I'm all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first one's
have you thought about how fun sleep is and how, like, you can practice, like, not existing for a while? Like, it's super fun just to lay in bed. It's great, actually.
It's not only is there just the standard duck feed depression disclaimer, which you're going into, which applies to everything.
Right. Do. Yeah.
But there's also a mindset sometimes out there of, like, There are a series of games where, to me, because of my individual taste, the best and the worst one will be indistinguishable.
Yes.
You know, like, to me, Kingdom Hearts 365 divided by 2 blankety bloop is not going to be appreciably worse than Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
Because they're all games about Final Fantasy characters teaming up with Disney characters to go into Disney worlds and do Disney shit.
Yeah.
It's like when people try to explain like Hamilton to me, I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's actually a rap musical about the founding fathers.
Yeah. I'm good. It's
you know, like I can't get past that and I'm not going to,
it's, you know,
and someone could be like, oh, the Polk one is actually really good. The James K. Polk rap musical.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it's like, okay, we're in a conversation about pizza. Okay. And you can comparing Little Caesars to the small hole in the wall in like South Brooklyn that you went to one time or whatever. That conversation is not going to be really interesting to somebody who is lactose intolerant and has celiac and also doesn't like meat and is allergic to tomatoes. Like the premise locked me out of this from the very start, actually. You know,
and with the Guilty Gear, like an over the top, like it does look good. Like I like 2D sprite animation quite a bit. It looks really good, but the premise of these over the top, kind of anonymous, like there's no story in this game that I could find.
It's not presented to you, and that's not so much like a problem with this. That's just the genre. You know,
the genre doesn't care about it.
Right. Like the stories there exist and people will talk about it, but it's like, where did you learn this? Like, oh, it was written on a card on the cabinet when I played it. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Like this is just, it's just not for me as a general thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. Like I don't feel bad about it. And then if, you know, this being the one that I tried, like I was thinking about it because we just did Ratchet and Clank for WoF.
Yes.
You know? And that caused, you know, not a me, I'm not calling anybody out, but the inevitable, like, oh, I can't believe you played this one. You should have played that one.
Response,
which happens whenever we do one entry in a series. Mm-hmm. And it's like me playing Into the Nexus isn't giving me the opportunity cost of not playing other ones. Mm-hmm. I was never going to play any of them.
Right.
Like doing Into the Nexus just meant I got to play one of them because I just wasn't that interested. Like if I would have been interested, I would have already done it.
Yeah.
You know,
and like that's an amazing arrangement for us because a fan of the series backed the episode and solved the problem for us. It's like when we did when Mitch had us play Armored Core for Answer. Right.
Totally.
It's like, oh, OK, he backed to that episode. Yeah. But also he said, hey, you know, people are saying play an Armored Core game. Here's the one you want to go into. I know this series. Miyazaki worked on this. And also, like, it feels the most similar in both play and tone to this other stuff. OK, cool. Great. Like
and similar. Like I liked you know, Into the Nexus. I liked For Answer, but I wasn't thirsty. And like if I was going to go deep on the series, I probably would have already done it.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean that I'll never play another Armored Core game. Like perhaps I will, but there's like a general, I talked about it before, like that, like whatever that cool factor is, like, we're just like, I want it. Like the overwhelming thing that causes the decision for me to play a video game or not, other than it being for work, is just this weird ineffable, like, that's what I feel like right now. That sounds cool.
Yeah. You know? In a lot of ways it's like, yeah, you decide what you want to eat, you know?
Yeah, it's an appetite thing. It's like an instinctual thing.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while I am open to suggestion and I'll be like, I'm looking for something new, you know, or I'll ask somebody for a recommendation, but it's pretty rare. Usually I just wake up one day and I'm like, you know, it sounds good. Like this. You know, I'm going to really get into that last Monster Train faction.
Yeah.
You know, I only played a couple times, so I'm going to master it out. That's going to be my gaming sessions for the next few hours.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not something that like I need the best of or the most representative thing. It's just they're not my series. You know, Donkey Kong Country 2 might be the best Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, though, because I'm not interested in that ape and his stupid hijinks. I can't countenance his tomfoolery.
You know? I cannot sanction his antics.
Yeah. Like it's just like the idea that he's running and jumping. And he's got a grandpa. I just don't like it. Eating all those bananas. Like, why are you not just like fucking diarrhea squirting everywhere in the jungle? You horrible ape. Like it just, I cannot handle how many bananas. And I eat like 3/4 of a banana a day.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not putting bananas in your smoothies, what are you doing with your life?
But they're frozen bananas, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
have you done that? Have you done that hack?
Frozen banana in a smoothie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, that's how you make it cold.
Like, yeah. Well, it's awesome for texture. Like it's, uh-huh. It's way better than just a fresh banana.
Oh yeah. I've never done a fresh banana in a smoothie. Like because I don't like the texture and taste of just eating a banana. Like itself, you know, just it's mushy and weird and sticky and oily.
Does have like one of the most unique textures of a fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the soft, like
the custardy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But not custardy, like there's no strings in it. There's no like fibers in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Bananas are weird, right?
But no. They're absolutely the story of bananas is really weird, and the way that it's fucked up like whole sections of the world. Yeah, that's pretty weird too. But no, just the thing itself. I will not eat a banana, you know, like raw as a hand fruit because of texture stuff. But yeah, no, I'm gonna put that in my smoothie, dog. Come on. Mm-hmm. I forget why we're talking about bananas.
Why wouldn't we be talking about bananas?
Oh, okay.
I'm out of guilty year things to talk about. I'm trying to shortchange the patron, but I just like I found this bewildering and hard to control. The direction stuff sucked, and it reminded me of block buttons, which I always hate in fighting games.
Yeah.
Those are all the Mortal Kombat 3-isms that you can add to a fighting game. I'm not gonna like.
No, I'm not gonna be here for it. I'm looking through the characters. And they kind of go back and forth between, like, okay, so we have our sexy witch is like one kind of it. We've got a nun who's like wrapped up in like a gigantic handcuff, and she has a huge yo-yo and a teddy bear. This is Bridget. Sure. The character that I played as a couple of characters, but the one that drew my eye was ABA.
Okay.
She's like a mummy lady who is chained to a large key that she uses to fight with. I figured, okay, that's wacky. But like the overriding theme that I'm seeing with this that I think also gets me confused with a bunch of other stuff is that Guilty Gear is like really wrapped up in like the power of rock. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. There's like a rock and roll that does not necessarily come through unless like there are just certain characters who have guitars. You know, or like are named, like here's a guy named Zappa.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know what that's about.
Neither do I. And you know, that probably also led to me confusing this with JoJo stuff. So
it has big JoJo energy, I think. To the outsider. Again, you know, yell if you like, but these character designs to me just kind of had that feeling to them. Like I played as Faust.
Yeah, no, Faust was another character that I played as. Faust looks cool. I like Faust.
He's the unknown comic.
Hmm? Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, he's got a bag on his head, but he's Protean as well. His bag stretches and headbutts people and stuff.
He's gigantic, and he's mostly like hunched over. Yeah, Faust looked cool. And fights with a big scalpel.
He's the Voldo.
Yes.
Of the crew.
Yeah. ABA's kind of Voldo-esque, too. I'd be fine with a fighter that was Oops All Voldos.
Oops All Voldos?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with an apartment complex that was Oops All Voldos.
just like a retirement home for retired blind S&M people.
No Country for Old Voldos. I'd be okay with an HOA that was all Voldos.
Yeah. Can you imagine all the fucked up ways they would mow their lawns?
Like Gran Voldino. Like just... it's hard for me to think of any job or occupation or sport that couldn't be improved by replacing everyone with a Voldo.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Like Ocean's Voldos?
We need more Voldos in our lives, honestly.
Voldos 11?
Yeah. Voldos 11.
Voldo's Endgame? Like, I want all of like just multiple Voldos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, we need more Voldos up in here. But yes, there is a high Voldo quotient, but not high enough. Because sometimes you get cute pirates who fight with anchors and stuff.
She's actually really fun. She like throws dolphins at you and shit.
Yes, yeah, she was the first person that I fought against as ABA.
Yeah. Yeah, she's funny.
There's a fact about May. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did.
The May Guide by Dork Dav. Introduction.
Dork Dav's Cabaret.
This is my character guide to May, the best Guilty Gear character of them all. Why is she the best? Let me break it down. One, May is a pirate, and who doesn't love pirates? Yes, this was written in 2005.
Real quick, let me put a little asterisk there. I first read that as May is a pirate who doesn't love pirates.
That's, yeah.
And it really threw me. I was like, I guess I do kind of respect that. I didn't really thought about like an anti-pirate pirate, but yeah. Like, you know, kind of like Dexter for pirates.
Ooh.
You know? Like, I don't know. I was kind of into that, but then I saw the and.
I'm just picturing the Dexter of pirates. Like, he doesn't, like, you do messy stuff, like use cannons or whatever. He just cleanly disassembles the boat from under them.
Yeah, he de-theseuses it.
May summons dolphins to do attack people. Who doesn't love dolphins? Okay, yeah, dolphins are good. You know, I like dolphins. Yeah. Three, May makes a funny sound when she walks or runs, and who doesn't love that? Funny sounds. It's good stuff.
David Andrus, the guy who wrote this, just de-aged 10 years before that bullet point. Like, the next bullet point should just be like, trains are awesome. You know, trucks go vroom.
What's your like, point four? What's your favorite dinosaur?
Yeah. Like, she makes a funny sound. I like it because funny, daddy.
Yeah. And then funny mention
for the money shot here.
Yeah, funny mention de-aging. Point number four, May is underage, and who doesn't love ha, I'm just joking. Cool, Dave.
... Unless
your
what
reaction,
if we kissed in front of the dolphin?
Your reaction. What does the dolphin smell like? Yeah. Is the dolphin embarrassed when I do this? Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Dave, cool look.
Yeah.
You put your name on it, Dave. Name up there, Dave.
You know, just put your big toe right on the edge of joke pedophilia and then back off right at the last minute with an absolutely critical just kidding. You know, just absolutely saved at the last second.
Legally required just kidding. And then this is just a big he's got all kinds of just descriptions of the moves and stuff. Conclusion, well, this is the end of my facts. So good on them. What else has Dave done? Let's go here. I think Dave might be a single issue voter. Dave is a single issue voter. No reviews, just the one guide.
Single voter. The reviews are very disparate.
Yeah.
A lot of people really love it. A lot of people are like, this is a 5 or 6. A lot of people just talking about the series in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's that kind of series.
Yeah. It
engenders that kind of love.
That kind of series. And no way I'm going to read all of these, but I love when you get one of those games where like a lot of the reviews, like the titles or the first line is primarily just responding to what other people are saying. What? Yes. Why is nobody else giving this a 10? Why are people giving this 10s?
Yep. The debate rages on.
Come on, dudes.
And then there's also the self-referential things about how the name doesn't make any sense. And it's like, no, it doesn't. But also,
it kind of doesn't have to.
Welcome to video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also,
I got my vaccine.
You did?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we're done. We pumped that well. So you got vaccinated. I got vaccinated. I like talking about vaccines because it normalizes it.
Which one did you get, brother?
I know which one you got. We have to fight because I got Moderna.
We are enemies. I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
We are enemies. It's like when I used to be Team Instinct.
No, I used to be Team Instinct as well, but there's no way I'm getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Well, no, nobody's getting that. They were called that in the civilized state of Oregon because it causes blood clots.
In six people. Actually, get whatever vaccine you can, folks. Like the jokes are in the room. Yeah. No, Johnson & Johnson is clearly the Team Instinct.
Absolutely.
In this.
Go banana.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got Pfizer, right?
I got Pfizer.
Pfizer. You tweeted saying like I've been saying Pfizer like MacGyver in this clip, and I wanted to get back at you real saucy and say, "Hey Butterfield, you hitting the hard P on Pfizer?" Pfizer.
Yeah. No, I've just been saying Pfizer over and over.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to have done it. I had to drive out of state.
Oh, did you? You're in Portland, so you just had to go north.
New Mexico. I went to Washington.
Okay.
And it was because I want to get in before Gen Pop. Since I'm diabetic, I could get in before
they open up
to everybody. Uh-huh. And it's just going to become an absolute clusterfuck around here.
Probably, yeah.
Once they open up to everybody.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
And then my second appointment got grandfathered in with this one.
Hmm.
So I just got to find a way to get out to Longview on that day in May. And it'll be all good.
Did you go to like a pharmacy or a clinic? Like, what'd you do?
Went to my doctor. The medical office runs through my insurance. So it was like, everyone's talking about how like, oh, mine was given by a fireman or like mine was given by an army man stuff. And mine was doctors and nurses, not a weird flex, but okay. it was actually just medical professionals who administered me the drug.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
so I got my Moderna. It was actually kind of nice. Cause we joke about me living in a rural area. It's pretty rural. It's an incredibly red county. They had a mass vaccination event. Like my county's health department was like, hey, come to our county fairgrounds, between these times, get your first shot and then you can get your second at, the next event that we do. And like, it was super neat because it was relatively crowded. Like there were lots of people there, which I didn't necessarily expect. And it was very efficiently run. Like, I didn't have to wait more than like 10 minutes to get my shot. And then it was 15 minutes afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't
was really quick as well.
my shot was not administered by a race car driver. It was just a nurse. Funny though, when you go and sit in, sit there with your card saying what time you can leave. Like I was sitting there thinking like, all right, so Sam, my head swells up to the size of a pumpkin. Yeah, I mean it's already pretty big. Doesn't have much to go, but like, okay, how bad can things get in 15 minutes? And I'm looking around, like we're on like, this like folding chairs. Like this is basically
Ferris wheel.
Yeah. At the fair. And I'm like, all right, so let's say things start getting real bad. What are we actually gonna do for me here?
Yeah, they're gonna corn dog you.
Yeah,
you're gonna be coated in breading.
It's the old
and given away as a treat.
Like, yeah,
you're at the fair, man.
Yeah, no, they're just gonna like usher me out to a horse stall and auction me off. I'm gonna be rendered for glue, dude.
Yeah, put you down. Yeah. The future farmers of America are gonna kill coal.
Yeah, just a 4-H. They're gonna grade my meat, dude.
Yeah.
I know. Like there's extensive B-. marbling.
Yeah. Yeah. I also thought about that too. They didn't control our observation.
No,
I was very surprised. They said like, hey, have a seat in this hallway with these other people if you want.
Okay,
for 15 minutes, but they didn't. There's no control, so I could have left any time. But I was legitimately kind of nervous, not because of anti-vax things, but just because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, it's something new. You get a shot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was tired. My arm hurt. And
yeah.
Yeah. You know, still kind of tired. My arm still hurts. And that's really it.
Yeah. Same. I was pretty happy.
Next one's supposed to knock you on your ass.
And like, we've had to like alter our recording schedule, anticipation of that. So if we don't get sick and have bad responses, then we have some days off to get ahead on things. So
yeah. And if we do,
then we have time.
Recruit Will is my replacement. I was excited to do it. I love doing it at the hospital because it felt just like voting.
Oh yeah,
like this very pleasant older nurse walked through the line and said really loudly, thank you everyone for doing what you can to stop this global pandemic.
Oh nice.
It was like very like back, and then you get a sticker. It was like very back patty, like I'm doing civics.
I mean that's kind of what it was like. I mean it was almost exactly like voting. Where I went, like it wasn't a church basement or anything, which is where I normally vote, but like the older people, like from the county who were, very official and repeating the same stuff and giving you stickers and thanking you and all that. It was very much like voting.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good feeling.
Yeah. And I was not quite prepared for the rush of like, let's just say existential unclenching that I got.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I've been carrying a lot of tension, about the, about the pandemic for a year and more.
Yeah. And I feel slightly better about it.
Slightly, personally.
in like a month I'll be able to do things like band practice.
Yeah.
The band's all vaccinated. I'm going to do game night in person.
Mm-hmm.
No more of the sham that we do over Discord. I'm looking forward to it.
No, I'm looking forward to going and playing some pinball out of the out of the arcade. Gonna spend some money there and try and keep them afloat. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. I am super jazzed that we are finally to this point, and I honestly didn't expect it.
Feels good.
It does.
And I'm glad I got in, because Oregon's doing the slow rollout and is not doing good with supply. I'm glad I got it during this phase rather than I probably would not have been ready to go until June.
It'll be Thunderdome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So no, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. So.
Happy to do so. Will's getting his as well.
Cool. Great.
All my friends. Slowly happening.
Yeah.
So it's been a year, man. It's been a wild fucking year.
Yes, it has. A wild year of staying inside.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I would have done anyway. But
stuff.
Yeah.
Like I just spend a lot of time outside. I just don't go to places.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. Yeah.
I go to walks.
Yeah. No second locations really at all. Yeah.
So fucking boring now. It's like, oh, this house looks cute. Like, what am I supposed to look at?
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's a cool porch.
Uh-huh.
Like I've become everything I hate. Like,
What do you mean everything you hate? Porch admirers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, just like really, really bland. Like, oh man, look at the columns on that. Like I just become incredibly bland because there's nothing else to look at.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like
when I'm not, subsuming the self in video games and comics.
Yeah. You're just dissociating through media. Yeah. And I just looking and saying, oh yeah, they got a couple more years before they have to repaint that. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting that this house is next to that house.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not, Gary. There's nothing remotely interesting about that. Who are you?
Stop.
What did you do with you?
One thing that will be nice. It'll be nice to be able to go back out to the usual trails that I go to. I've been pretty cautious about because you get on a trail and you usually end up kind of like walking along with somebody, even if you're desperately trying not to because you want to be alone, in nature and peace. Because
does that happen?
Yeah, it does. You just end up like walking in a group with people no matter how much you don't want to. Yeah.
I've never had that experience, and I'll go walk on trails in my area.
Yeah.
And I just avoid the groups. I wonder what's happening.
I don't know. They just trails like the trails here get crowded. Don't know.
Mm. Yeah. I'll just pick up or slow down the pace.
Yeah.
When but usually people outpace me because people power walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Through these things, and I'm just there to meander.
Yeah, I'm there to meander. I'm there to look at a cool leaf.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Admire some shelves of fungus. On a cliff wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Not there to make friends.
No, no.
Which sounds really badass, but really it's just.
No, I just don't want to talk to somebody. True.
I'm not into you like trails? You in any bands as well? Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do. That shit. That's about it for this episode.
I think so. Yeah, I think we had time.
Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you to our, remind me who suggested this.
This is Michael, longtime fan Michael. Thank you, Michael. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. We really do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this was not disappointing to you. It didn't sound like this was your favorite Guilty Gear or anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the Guilty Gears are awesome for people who like Guilty Gears.
Yeah. I hope that, and I tried very hard not to directly shit on Guilty Gear itself. It's just not something I have a lot of experience with. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not for me. Like I just, I like other stuff instead.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. If you like this show, you can support us by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah, you can get bonus episodes of this show. You can get whole bonus shows like Unfilmable or Bonfireside Chat, all for right now the low cost of $5 more if you go up from there. It is a cool place to be where you get cool things, and we appreciate everybody who has done that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Until next time, Cole, what should they do?
Well, Gary, until next time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary, as our friend Ben Zapaka on Twitter always says, until next time, get off my lawn.
A huge pause there that I didn't know if it was intentional or lag or what.
No, that was me. I didn't have the thing open. So
gotcha.
I thought that I did, but I didn't.